Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The popular weight loss drug Wegovy may do more than just help you reduce your waistline. It may help you reduce your risk of a heart attack or stroke. Its maker, Novo Nordisk, says Wegovy can cut the risk of a cardiovascular event by 20%. Joining us on the record on WCBS is Dr. Shauna Levy, a specialist in obesity medicine and the medical director at the Tulane Bariatric Center in New Orleans. Dr. Levy, it's good to talk with you. Wegovy has been criticized by some as just being a cosmetic or vanity drug. Could this be a game changer?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here and to have this conversation. This is, I would say, not only is it a game changer, but it's only the beginning of the game being changed. Not to take it too far, but I think this is just the first of many health improvements we're going to see with Wegovy beyond weight loss.
Now, how do we know that Wegovy lowers the risk of heart attack or stroke?
Well, they did. There was a big study that was done and funded by Novo Nordisk, but not completely run by them, that looked at over 17,000 patients. And they had some patients that were taking Wegovy and some patients that weren't taking Wegovy. All of them had some sort of underlying heart disease. And they looked at them over time to see who had worsening or progression of their heart disease and who didn't. And they found that there was a 20% reduction in the incidence of heart attacks, strokes, or death from cardiovascular disease over a 5-year period. And like I said, there was a 20% reduction and people who are taking Wegovy compared to those who did not.
Now, we know that Wegovy can help you lose weight. Doesn't that in and of itself lower your risk of a cardiovascular event, losing weight?
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to have more data, but I think what we're understanding about this medication, it's beyond weight loss, where these medication works on receptors in your body, that it also, it changes your body from the inside and will also improve cardiovascular health and other aspects of health over time.
So it is doing more in the fight against cardiovascular disease than just helping you lose weight. This study shows that it's actually going an extra mile there.
This study, you know, we don't have all the data from the study, but I think that the idea is that it decreases inflammation in your body, which ultimately damages certain, you know, cells and organs in our body, which could lead to worsening disease. So it's weight loss and.
One of the reasons this is so important is, quite frankly, insurance coverage. Some companies haven't covered Wegovy. Why is that?
I think there's multiple different answers to the question. The answer that the insurance companies are giving is because it's too expensive and extremely, it is a very expensive medication. No question. And, you know, there's been recent polls showing over 50% of the country would like to be on what obesity, anti-obesity medications. We know that obesity rates are skyrocketing. So there's a lot of people who qualify for it. So they cite it being expensive. But I think that also there's an aspect of obesity discrimination. Forever, people have been thinking that this is a disease that can be treated with diet and exercise alone. And so there's people have steered away from, you know, covering bariatric surgery, which is a treatment for this disease, thinking that people just need to work harder to treat their disease. So we have to raise awareness that this is in fact a disease that's treated with medication and surgery, and of course, lifestyle modification with diet and exercise. But raising this awareness and helping people understand, including insurance companies, including employers, will help improve access to care for these medications.
Have the insurance companies perhaps simply regarded it as a cosmetic or vanity drug, and therefore they're not going to cover it?
Yeah, and that's where it comes, like I'm saying, with the obesity discrimination, is the thought that weight loss and changes in your changes, weight loss is something to do with vanity. And for some people, you know, they may want to change their appearance, but for a lot of people who are suffering with the disease of obesity, this is about health and longevity and just improving their quality of life. And so we really need to change our mindset and understand that these are, you know, I guess for some people changing their appearance, but for most people, this is a health improving metabolic support medication.
So does the fact that Wegovy may directly prevent or reduce your risk of cardiovascular events and not just help you look better, might that make it more likely that the insurance companies would cover it?
I really, really hope so. I mean, that's certainly the goal. It's going to be harder and harder for them to fight against covering these medications when we have more and more studies showing the health benefits beyond weight loss. You know, obesity is not considered an essential health benefit. So insurance plans can decide whether or not to include it. But like I said, as these health benefits come up again and again and through time, because there's a lot of different studies that are ongoing even now that the results are going to come, you know, in the next few years, it's going to be harder for them to not include this in their benefits.
People often mention Wegovy and the diabetes medication Ozempic in the same breath. I know they have some similar key ingredients. Do we assume perhaps that this benefit applies to Ozempic as well?
Actually, Ozempic and Wegovy are the identical molecule. They were just branded differently. So Ozempic is FDA approved for diabetes and Wegovy is FDA approved for obesity, but they are both semaglutide. They have slightly different dosing, but yes, I think that it is very safe to assume that the health benefits that are seen with Wegovy are also seen with Ozempic. Now, the patient population is different. So people who are taking Ozempic have diabetes, and the SELECT trial that just came out was only in participants with obesity, without diabetes. So the outcomes may be a little bit different because their underlying physiology and disease is different, but we can assume that it will lead to cardiovascular improvements, I think, regardless of the patients.
You know, before everyone runs out and asks their doctor for Wegovy, saying, boy, not only does it make me look better, but it may save my life too. Is Wegovy for everyone? Are there any concerns or side effects that people should worry about?
So this is a very safe medication, which I think has also contributed to its popularity, that it doesn't interact with very many medications. The main people who need to steer clear of this medication are people with a specific type of thyroid cancer, medullary thyroid cancer, in them or their family. People with a personal history of pancreatitis should be very careful and, of course, discuss with their doctor. And, you know, of course, I'm sure you've seen in the media people with gastroparesis. It's not a contraindication. Gastroparesis is, by the way, nerve damage to the stomach that prevents the stomach from emptying the food normally. This is something that they need to converse with their doctor because, again, it's not an absolute contraindication or reason not to take it, but it's certainly something that you should be careful about and have a conversation with your doctor. But the other thing is the shortage. You know, when running to your doctor, you may want it, but you may not be able to get it. And so I think that we need to be thoughtful in who we're starting these medications on. You know, we always want to start with the people who are the sickest, as you know, when we have limited resources.
To wrap it up, something you touched on earlier, the company conducted this study itself. I don't believe it's been fully peer reviewed. Should we believe it?
Obviously, you know, when studies are peer reviewed, they are more trustworthy. but it's only a matter of time before the study is going to be published. And I have high confidence that we're going to find that it's a very well done study and with very reliable data.
All right. Dr. Shauna Levy is medical director of the Tulane Bariatric Center in New Orleans, a specialist in obesity care. Dr. Levy, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.